and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
When it comes to romance, I'm going to be honest. I've never once thought of you, Chef Plum, but I guess that's kind of part of your thing.
Here we go.
Yeah. Star 99.9, today's best mix. Tana and Raven. While Raven's out, I have a different guest host every day. Joining me, it's Chef Plum from Food Network and host of Restaurant Road Trip. And I got to imagine, as a chef, for your wife, you have to be very romantic when it comes
Absolutely.
To preparing meals. And
yes.
You always talk about how romantic you are because your wife is so beautiful. You're,
right.
You don't know why she married you.
I have no idea why.
Right.
I know why she married me because, I mean, I guess it was slim pickings at the time. No, I'm kidding, of
right.
course. Well, I think being able to cook food always, if you can cook great food,
mm-hmm.
you can make yourself look better. Clearly, easy. You know, I mean, if you can cook food, you're more appealing.
Well, what they always say is that a way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but I think that also rings true for women, too. Like,
sure.
I think there's something very sexy about a man that can cook for you.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Producer Christian, his New Year's resolution, he actually surprised us as he came in, and he told us that what he really wanted to do as a New Year's resolution was to be romantic to his girlfriend, Michelle. He felt
okay.
he wasn't romantic enough.
It's true.
So, as we're getting ready for Valentine's Day next week, we're hoping that you could give him some pointers on what he should be doing.
Absolutely. So first of all, Christian, what's her favorite meal? All right, the hesitation
Why
is not
he
a
know?
Good sign.
Why
that's
don't
the
you
first
know?
Question, dude.
Anything without onions. She doesn't like onions.
Without onions. And Lucky Charms don't count. Like, you can't just pour a bowl of cereal. That's not going to work. Here's the first thing you want to do, right? You want to get her out of the way, right? Get her doing something else. Get her, move her, tell her to go and go to the store, go do something else, right?
Okay.
Out of the way. And you do something really simple, man. Does she eat fish?
No, landlocked. She's from Kansas.
Oh, well, that might just mess my whole plan up there. No, I'm kidding. Super easy. So she's a steak eater, right?
She'd take, yeah.
All right, well, this is easy, man. All you're going to do is do some fillets. Super easy. Go to the grocery store, right? You're going to get two filet mignons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. You can,
I'm
you can handle that.
Down.
You can handle that. Oh, he's typing it down for
he's
real.
He's writing it down. He's
right.
literally writing. Go to the store and buy two steaks. Why can't you? You have to write that down?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
I don't want to mess this up. Come
all right.
on. I want to
no,
be more romantic.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Perfect. So, then get some vegetables and some potato. Oh, don't even get potatoes. Just get vegetables, right? Asparagus, broccoli, things like that. You follow me?
I'm ready to tell.
All you're going to do is you're going to take a nice hot pan, right? A nice hot pan. Put a little bit of oil and butter in it. Get it going to where you see little wisps of smoke coming off of it. I talk with my hands a lot, don't I, Anna? I just realized I'm doing that. Wisps of smoke coming off of it, right?
Okay.
And then you're going to season up your steaks. A little salt. Don't put pepper on it right away because, folks, pepper can burn in a hot pan. No one knows that. Jamie Oliver taught me that.
Oh.
True story. Try doing pepper first and then afterwards, and you'll taste the difference. Anyway, sear off in a hot pan. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then put it onto a sheet pan into your oven at about 350 with all the vegetables. Usually I toss the vegetables in olive oil, garlic, salt, and pepper. And then just take it out, take your steaks, slice them thin. Most important when you cook a steak like that, let it rest. Right?
Let it rest. Okay, so how long is it in the oven for 350?
So here's the thing. You're not going to do times. People who cook by times, that's too difficult.
I'm okay. one of those people because I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, by touch. You got to touch it and see if it's done or
if it's
not.
I don't like to touch my food. It seems weird. Right? Like when you see chefs poking the food with their fingers, I'm like, did you wash your hands?
No.
Like, yeah, right?
That's how everybody has their own thing. Their
okay.
own so,
all right.
And then you're going to put your steak sliced nice and thin right on top of that bed of vegetables on top. When she comes home from the grocery store, 7-Eleven, getting a Slurpee, whatever she was doing, beautiful meal sitting right there for you. Say happy Valentine's Day, dear, and then you're ready to go. You're good
nice.
To go there. Just cook, man. It's easy.
Just cook. Just cook something.
Just cook.
Just try. You'll see. The more you do it, the better you get at it.
All right. I feel confident.
Can you commit to cooking 3 meals between now and Valentine's Day for Michelle?
Oh, that's a lot.
It's like 5 days away.
You can do it. Come on.
I'll
man.
Give it a shot. I'll
All
give
right.
it a shot.
Three meals. Yeah. Surprise her with 3 meals. You can do it.
And post those pictures on Instagram and tag me because I want to see them.
I will.
Good.